May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your Gospels through the prayers of your saints. Remember also our mass and those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, pray upon them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection. And all us will tell the Lord's love for him. And yes, it is. But let one that was never has a public man, Sarah, the secular, Ochene frane mim schönsten igom kinia fluge sonek tu kanta lu kana geo evangeo tu anagan uzmo
Stand in the fear of God to hear the holy and divine gospel. The gospel according to Saint Luke, may his blessings be with us all.
Chonso bernado ben sotiro penuro tire so resus ipshiri. MF nuti et al biuram shoene bio ufa penuti pit.
From the Psalms of our father David the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set before me your face forever. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, King of us all, to whom is glory forever and ever. Amen. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. But your patience possess your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know what its desolation is near. Then let those in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart. And let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift your heads, because your redemption draws near. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
Glory be to God forever.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Inipasi.